The views and opinions expressed on the following program are not necessarily those of the staff and management of Salem Media of Hawaii.
Welcome to Hawaii Money Resource with financial advisor Marco Muscovich.
Marco Muscovich is registered representative and financial advisor of Park Avenue Securities LLC, 7 Hanover Square, New York, New York, 10004, and at Fell Strategy Partners, 677 Ala Moana Boulevard, Suite 720, Honolulu, Hawaii, 96813. This show is for informational purposes only. Individual risk tolerance and investment objectives must be reviewed prior to making any specific recommendations.
And now your host, Marco Muscovich.
Welcome back. You're listening to Hawaii Money Resource. My name is Marco Muscovich, and I'm a partner at Wealth Strategy Partners. And you are listening to Hawaii Money Resource every single day, Monday to Friday, 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. Hawaii Money Resource is also online at HawaiiMoneyResource.com, HawaiiMoneyResource.com. HawaiiMoneyResource.com is also a good resource for you to go and learn about our previous shows and also download the podcast, see the pictures of our guests, and much, much more. What I want to point out, we have a new section on Hawaii Money Resource called What's New. In that section, you can see our press releases and also some of the articles that are published or is going to be published in local media. You can also click on a business exit planning page and learn a little bit about seven-step process that we are following when it comes to the business exit planning. And then why we're doing this finally. Finally, we do the show every single day because we believe in business. We like to talk to the business owners, and we also like to educate a business owner how to stay in a business once they start the business. When we are not having a guest in a studio and we are running the business exit planning edition of Hawaii Money Resource, we talk about everything that you need to do in order to run a successful practice. When we do have a guest, like we do have a guest today, well, we try to pretty much pick the brain of our guest for 1 hour and see why and how he started this, he or she started the business, and how they got where they at right now. So we would like to learn from their experience, because someone else's experience is always cheaper than yours. So let me welcome today's guest, Tommy Silva, CEO and president of TNT Tinting Specialist. Two locations. We're going to cover the locations in a little bit, but you can find them online at tnttinting.com. Tommy, welcome to Hawaii Money Resource.
Hey, Marco. Thanks for the invite, man.
Good. So I'm excited. Why am I excited? Because this is a 30-year-old business, and even though Tommy is only 24, right? 24 with 30 years of experience.
Yes.
So, Tommy, let's learn a little bit first about you as a person, sure, as an ordinary citizen, and then we're going to dive into the business portion of your life. So tell me a little bit about yourself. Where are you from?
I am from Pearl City.
Okay.
Born and raised in Pearl City and went to Pearl City High School, graduated in 78. My first jobs in high school were washing dishes for a Royal Kai restaurant down in Pearl City and working at the Aloha Stadium running the concessions.
Nice.
Yeah, got married when I was 21, 22, and still married to my wife, Terry.
Same lady.
She's the backbone. She helps me out a lot.
Nice.
What
is the key of being married for so many years?
Same thing as being in business. You got to be flexible. You got to dodge the punches and, you know,
Pick the fights.
Pick your battles, and, you know, I mean, being married that long, it's 110% each. I mean, we both try hard, and we have a really good life, and we're very fortunate to have our business and our friends and our family and everybody around us supporting us. And
do you have any children?
No, we don't. We don't. I ended up having cancer when I was 35, and that wasn't a possibility after that.
So how do you balance your personal life with your professional life?
It took a few decades to get that down.
Decades.
Yeah, it did. I mean, I was working 10, 20 years before I really found out that, you know, I really got to slow down. I was working 6 days a week. Sometimes, actually, when we opened the Costco store in Salt Lake, we worked 7 days a week for 5 years. I mean, it was miserable. It was busy, and we were making a lot of money and everything, but we just had, like you said, there's no balance, you know.
Right.
So, you know, got to the point where my wife and I was passing each other in the hall and, could, you know, never really had a relationship because it was just too much work. So we, you know, when we got rid of that store, we ended up going back to 6 days a week and everybody working only 5 days a week. And, you know, we spend a lot of time with our family and we do a lot of traveling. And I like to stand up paddleboard on the weekends and get in the ocean. And that's my therapy out there.
Looks like you're fit. It looks like you work out, exercise.
Yeah, I do. I work out. I train in the gym and burn out my frustrations there. And I also paddle, you know, long distance paddling. So I stand up paddle 10, 12 miles a weekend.
And, oh, nice.
And that gets me nice and happy for my Mondays.
Perfect. So, yeah. Like, let's reverse it a little bit. When you said you felt miserable, you're making money, but you're feeling miserable.
Yeah.
Will you do it again?
No, not like that.
Not like that.
No, it was really, there's just no end. Yeah. I mean, I like looking forward to my Fridays like today because tomorrow I'll be in the ocean.
Right. So you have something else.
You have something to look forward to get out and do something different and just, you know, relieve your stress and look at, you know, Hawaii is a beautiful place to live and be. And if you're just working, you're not even appreciating where you're living. You know, so I really appreciate traveling and coming back home to Hawaii. And on the weekends, it's just a blast to get in the ocean and barbecue on the beach and just watch the sunset into the ocean. It just recharges me.
So mostly spending time outdoors. Is there any other particular hobbies, like any cooking, singing, dancing, whatever?
Just taking care of my house. I like to do handiwork stuff around the house and take care of my yard and landscaping and all that stuff. That's another therapy session for me.
Yeah. So business owners tend to need a lot of therapy sessions.
Yeah. So, you know, it's just a matter of cleaning yard one day and, you know, trimming my trees and painting my house or getting up on my roof with a pressure washer and pressure washing a manure tile or whatever it is. I'm always doing something, keep myself busy and, you know.
You mentioned earlier that the traveling also, how often do you guys travel?
About 4 or 5 times a year.
Where you guys usually go?
All over. We're off to Cabo San Lucas in a couple of weeks just to stick our feet in the sand and relax there. And we just came back from a cruise with my whole family. My parents are both 84 and still alive and still married. And we're having a great time. So we went on a cruise to Mexico. And
that was an experience, probably.
Yeah, it was a blast. Yeah, it was my brother, my sister, and all of our significant others. And you know, we go to Vegas once or twice a year. And we go to California to visit family there. And we have reunions a lot. So perfect. Even our classmates, my wife and I both are really close with our classmates. So we have a lot of get-togethers with our old class, you know, school friends.
People from school.
Yeah.
Perfect. Yeah. Well, I appreciate you sharing a little bit about yourself. That was pretty good. I mean, it's important for us to pretty much paint the picture of you as a business owner, but also as a regular civilian with a regular life.
Yeah.
Right? Because a lot of time people think, oh, he's a business owner, he's like different. But in reality, we're all the same.
Oh, yeah.
We just have a different addictions. Yeah. Today's guest is Tommy Silva, CEO and president of TNT Tinting Specialist. You can find him online, tnttinting.com. Phone number 423-8468 or 423-TINT. Tommy, just quickly before we take a first break, the locations.
We have two locations now. Our large location, our flagship one, is down on Koʻopaka Street near the airport, 3035 Koʻopaka. And that one does everything, residential, commercial, graphics, automotive tinting. Our second location is downtown here on Kauai Hau Street. That's at 1014 Kauai Hau. That one just does automotive tinting, and both shops are open Monday through Saturday, 8 to 5.
Perfect. Let's take our first break. Today's guest is Tommy Silva, TNT Tinting Specialist. My name is Marko Miuškovic. I'm a partner of Our Strategy Partners, also certified exit planner. Stay tuned. We're going to take a quick break. Once we come back from the break, we're going to see how this all started with Tommy Silva and TNT Tinting. Stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
KGU,
part of the Wall Street Business Network.
No new accidents or stalls. A reminder that we'll see freeway repaving projects going on again this weekend. The right lanes of the airport viaduct westbound are going to be closed from 9 tonight until midnight Monday morning. And lanes on the H1 westbound are going to be closed from the Pearl City Waimalu exit to the H1-H2 split from 8 o'clock tomorrow night until 6 o'clock Sunday evening. Expect delays.
The vet had them on antibiotics as well as steroids. Nothing worked.
The vet had given him a cortisone.
The vet prescribed an antihistamine.
The vet thought that Molly was just old.
Probably $300 to $400 every 4 months.
At least $5,000 in vet bills.
All total, $2,700 in doggy fees, and all it took was one container of Dinovite.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
The ingredients are what the veterinarian said he was lacking.
Within 2 days, his scratching, it seemed to go away.
After 5 weeks, her fur is beautiful. She is totally happy.
Molly's gotten this puppy look. Her coat has sheen.
Oh, yes.
Everything we tried failed except the Dinovite.
My vet was completely blown away.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
I'm Marko Miuškovic, a partner at Wealth Strategy Partners, one of the region's fastest-growing financial services companies. I have a BA, MBA, MSIS, and CXP, but what you come to me for are numbers. I help make your numbers better. Investment numbers, tax numbers, retirement numbers. So let's start with a few important numbers. The first number is zero. That's what it costs to listen to Hawaii Money Resource, my daily radio show. Next number is 7:60 a.m. Last is 5 when my show starts, Monday through Friday night. It all adds up to 60 very profitable minutes.
Registered representative and financial advisor of Park Avenue Securities, LLC. PAS, OSJ, 7 Hanover Square, New York, New York, 10004, 1-888-600-4667. Securities products and advisory services offered through PAS member FINRA, SIPC. Financial representative of the Guardian Life Insurance Company of America. Guardian, New York, New York. PAS is an indirect wholly owned subsidiary of Guardian. Wealth Strategy Partners, LLC is not an affiliate or subsidiary of PAS or Guardian. 2014-16224, expiration 1-2017.
You're listening to Hawaii Money Resource with financial advisor Marko Miuškovic. If you'd like to speak to Marko, either on the air or after the show, call toll-free from Oahu and the Outer Islands, 877-695-2102. That's 877-695-2102.
Welcome back. You're listening to Hawaii Money Resource. My name is Marko Miuškovic, and I'm a partner at Wealth Strategy Partners, also certified exit planner, and you are listening to Hawaii Money Resource. Today we have a guest. Our guest is Tommy Silva, CEO and president of TNT Tinting Specialist Inc. Since 1982. Tommy, how you feel when people say, like, when people ask you, like, when did you start, and you tell them 1982?
I actually laugh. It seems like it was only a couple years ago, or, you know, 10 years ago maybe, but it's been 33, and it happened really quick. I mean, it's just amazing, and, you know, every day presents a new challenge, and we just find new solutions, and we just keep growing and expanding.
Pull forward.
And, yeah.
So let's go back down the memory lane and just take us down that memory lane and
sure.
Tell us, like, I know you probably need to think about certain things because it happened so long ago, but, mm-hmm. you know, just bring the most important parts. But how was it? How did you start it? And why did you start it?
Why did I start it? It was actually a hobby. I was tinting cars when I was in high school in my dad's garage up in Palisades in Pearl City. And I was just doing it for friends and family and for my teachers and, you know, trying to spice up my grades. And
That was in that time, form of bribery. Okay.
And it became, I was getting good at it. And when I was working at a couple of jobs, like I mentioned earlier, right when I graduated, my sister saw an ad in a paper for Experience Autoglass Tinter, which was just it wasn't even an industry yet. It was just really getting started. And I looked at it, and it was like $2,000 a month starting pay back in 1982.
That's a lot of money.
I'm sorry, 1978.
Right, that's a lot of money.
78. So I was like, wow. So I drove down there, and it's this Canadian guy in a condo down in University of Hawaii area. He answered the door. He was in his boxers. And he had a stack of film in his unit, and He said he placed an ad in the Yellow Pages a while back and forgot about it, and the phone started ringing, so he put the ad to hire me. So he looked at my car. He said, yeah, you've got the job. He handed me a clipboard with some invoices on it with addresses. The company was called At Home Auto Glass Tinting. He stuffed some rolls of film in his Mazda GLC, and I was off tinting cars in people's garages. So that was my interview. I was working already.
Hired immediately.
Yeah, I was hired immediately. And I had three jobs that day. So I went to three people's homes and I tinted their cars in their garages. So that went for a while, and then we got a van and we got another van, and we ended up with two or three mobile units. And within 4 years, we had expanded the business to having two shops. We
got versus his apartment.
Yeah, we had two shops, and we got rid of the mobile service because that's really difficult to run. Just quality control wise, you just couldn't control the environment you're working in. So we ended up with two shops and 20 employees. That was up to about 1981, and then he it's a funny story. He disappeared one day, and we found out that he sold the business and left. And we had a new owner.
Nobody told you.
Nobody told me, and I was running this company for him. And we later found out he was on the witness protection program out of New Jersey.
Oh, my God. So he just came here.
He had to leave.
He had to leave quickly.
So he left, and he sold the company without anybody knowing to a contractor here. And that contractor wasn't really up and up, and he started just taking all the cash out of the company. So it wasn't long before we come to work and there's no electricity and there's no phones. Pick up the phone, no dial tone. We get our paychecks. We run to the bank and, it's
bounced.
Empty. It bounced. We couldn't even cash our own paychecks. And we're working 6 days a week and running two locations for him at the time. So anyway, like I said, that accountant back then told me, you don't need this guy. You're doing everything. Why don't you open your own business? And I was 21, 22 at the time. And I'm like, I don't know how to run my own business. He said, you're doing it. So you ask why. The why is just because I enjoyed doing it, and I was pushed into a corner, and I either had to open my own business or this one was going to fall.
A fold, right.
Yeah, so I ended up opening TNT Tinting, and most of those tinters came with me, and that company, At Home Auto Glass, shut down like two or three months later.
Wow. So it sounds like an interesting story, like how you started and how you grow yourself. Did you ever envision yourself doing this, like...
No.
Back in the days, what did you wanted to do?
Like,
when people are in school, they're like, what do you want to do?
I passed all the tests to be a policeman. And at the time, when I started working for At Home Auto Glass, I was ready to become a cop. And the starting pay for a recruit was $640 a month.
And you're getting paid $2,000.
And I was making $2,000 a month. So I told my dad, who really wanted me to become a cop and get a retirement and a pension and get a real job, because what he saw me doing was a hobby.
Right.
So, I said, Dad, let me try. This is $2,000 a month versus $640 a month, and nobody's shooting at me. And, much, much safer work. And it's something I enjoy doing, working with my hands.
Right.
I enjoy working with my hands and creating stuff with, working on cars. And so I continued, and it just started snowballing. I mean,
right.
Getting back to opening TNT, my wife and I just got married in May of 82, and we took that money and opened TNT Tinting.
Hold on. This is a good one, because I read that in your bio, you sent it to me. You actually used, just to explain to our listeners, because they didn't read your stuff, but you actually used the money proceeds from the wedding, from the gifts that you received at the wedding to open up the business.
Yeah, so
that's a good one.
I convinced my wife to allow me to use our money from the wedding to open TNT Tinting. So we opened the company with that money, and we opened our first small shop. It was about 1,000 square foot shop up on Evely Road, which was right by the morgue and all of that. Kind of not really a good location, but it was cheap enough for us to get started and afford. So we started there, and not even a couple of months after we got the place painted and open and everything, shelves made and the sign up, the state of Hawaii's Department of Transportation stated that window tinting would be banned in Hawaii right after we opened the shop. And we've been tinting a lot of cars through, from At Home Auto Tinting all the way till when we started TNT. We're doing a lot of cars. And the Department of Transportation was going to enforce the fact that Hawaii didn't even have a window tinting law. So
you mentioned that Hawaii was one of the few states that didn't have that.
It was the only state. in 1982, it was the only 81. It was the only state that didn't have an aftermarket tinting law for cars. Every state, including Michigan and Missouri and places that are, you know, under 10 feet of snow half the year, they have tinting regulations, and Hawaii didn't.
Wow.
So I just couldn't see the logic and, okay, well, we're going to close up and go home. I hired a lobbyist, and we figured out the problems. We got some sample laws out of Arizona, New Mexico, Texas. We looked at their laws, and we kind of drafted a bill to submit into our legislature here. And
this is kind of thinking out of the box, because a lot of people are just would go and do something else, right?
Right. Yeah. And wow. A lot of my competitors at the time did. A lot of them went into selling solar water heaters, which were just coming on board at that time. And because we're trying to get together a coalition to put funds together, because it's not cheap to write a law. Mm-hmm. So everybody bailed. Just me and my wife and TNT Tinning was the one who funded the lobbying of the bills that we introduced to the House and the Senate. That took a year.
So and what did you do for a year?
I was at the state capitol every day.
What about business-wise?
Business-wise, we had to shut down the shop. I put all my employees, I had three employees, I put them on unemployment. I couldn't collect unemployment because I'm the business owner and the business was still legally open. I would have to shut down the corporation in order for me to qualify to get unemployment, so I didn't. My wife was working at, I think, Budget Rent-A-Car back in those days, and we lived on her salary while I was lobbying every day at the Capitol. And I was spending money. I mean, every time I went to meet with a legislator to have them support my bill, they'd drop a stack of campaign contribution tickets on the table. And,
right.
And, you know, if you picked it up, they'd support you. And
If you don't, they don't.
Sometimes they don't. You know, I mean, it's not.
Well, it's
all
the
like
same
that,
now, right? No, nothing changed in their department.
Yeah. So, you know, that's the. I got my legislative training 101 real quick that year, and quickly understood that, okay, well, this is going to cost. So we spent about $30,000 back in, you know, early 80s.
Right.
Just kind of funding this project to get the law passed. And
let me ask you this. Why you wanted to push it? Why?
It just didn't make sense. We're living in Hawaii. We're the closest state out of all 50 states to the equator. We have sun
all the time, 12 months
out of the year, and we don't have a winter. You know, I mean, there's health benefits to window films. There's comfort benefits. There's, you know, protection for your vehicles, for your homes. There's so many different benefits for window films. I'm like, this doesn't make any sense. You know, so when I'm kind of the person that when you tell me I can't do it, I'm going to do it.
Right.
So I'm like, I was kind of driven to just, okay, we got to get this passed. There's no reason why it shouldn't pass. So we got it passed the House, and we got it passed the Senate, and went to Governor Ariyoshi's desk for signature. And we got word through my lobbyist that Governor Ariyoshi at the time, was going to let the bill die. And I spent a year and all our money trying to get this thing passed.
So why they will let the bill die? Who was against it?
He was getting pressure from HPD, Honolulu Police Department, to not let it pass because they didn't know how dark it was going to be. They're like, no, we don't want it. We want to see the drivers. So we quickly, this was like 3 or 4 p.m. in the afternoon, we quickly made some calls, pulled in some favors, and got Governor Ariyoshi to agree to take a ride in my car to see the film. Because his concern was people couldn't see in or out of it.
Right, too dark.
Too dark, which is right. I mean, he has a very right, valid concern about safety, and so do we. We don't want to put something on a car that's going to cause someone to drive off the road. So I drove down there, and I picked him up at the north tunnel over there by the at the state capitol. He came out. He walked around the car. He looked at me. He jumped in the car. We drove around, and it was getting late. It was like sunset. And right. It was getting dark. So he was happy that when I picked him up, it was kind of sunsetting. He could see out. And when I dropped him off, it was dark already. And he could see me in the car. And he got back in the car and looked out.
What was the percentage you had?
35%, which is our state law.
State law. So I guess they adjusted. So there is a limit, yeah, like how
definitely.
Dark it
every
can
state
go.
Has a state law. Yeah. So he went right back up in his office.
I was
office,
thinking zero is a state limit.
Zero. No,
that's why I got pulled off so several times and working back in the days.
Yeah, so he went right up to the Capitol and he went back to his desk and he signed it into law that day, and it would have died that night at midnight.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, thinking outside of the box. Let's talk about that for a moment. Isn't it like real thinking out of the box? This is a true story. Back in 1981.
Yeah.
Wow. So what happened after that? How
after that,
we filtered out your competition.
Yeah, the competition is pretty much gone. But the problem was all people heard for the past year was tinting is going to be illegal or it is illegal. So when we got back in business, we opened our doors again. I started mobile. I had no funds left. Was living out of this two-bedroom, 600-square-foot apartment on Fern Street in McCully. And I started tinting cars in the basement of that parking lot. And it was hard because everybody thought tinting was still illegal. I mean, when it was going to be banned, it was on the front page. And when they passed it, it was on page 9 on fine print on the bottom, and nobody saw it. So we had to pay for advertising to educate the public that it was legal.
Wow. So not only that you need to pass the bill and push it through the hoops of
the legislature
whatever. I don't want to use all the words, but now you need to shift the mindset of the people.
Of the public. We had to re-educate the public and let them know that, no, it is safe and it is legal and it is, you know, a law now in Hawaii. So we spent years spending, I mean, that's how we got actually into the realm of advertising for this company. I mean, we've been advertising for TNT every day for 33 years now. We just never stopped. It's something that a lot of my competition or even my counterparts on the mainland that I meet with every year, a lot of them don't even have a budget for advertising, you know, and from the beginning we had a budget just to educate people. And a lot of them like, wow, you spend, you know, X amount of, you spend like this one many or $200,000 or, you know, whatever annually on advertising. You're crazy. But we're now the largest tinting company in the United States. Out of all 50 states, TNT is the largest auto tinting company out of all of them.
I didn't know that. That is amazing.
It is amazing. We just found that out in 2013.
How do you
Window Film Magazine, which is kind of like the industry Bible, they surveyed and they did their work and they came up with a list, and we were the largest. I was shocked. I knew we were the biggest in Hawaii. I knew for sure we were the largest in Hawaii because, you know, I've been here all my life and I know what's here.
You know everybody.
Yeah.
Right?
But, you know, to be the biggest in the country, I was shocked. I had no idea. No idea.
Wow. Yeah. That is amazing.
Yeah,
Tommy,
advertising
this is a story.
And marketing does work. I mean,
it does work. It's just that people don't budget. First of all, people don't have a plan. Second, right. They don't put the market as a part of the plan, right? So that is another problem.
Correct.
Third, they're afraid to spend money to earn money, right?
Right.
Because they think you never know what's going to happen. Well,
right.
You don't know until you try. So why don't you try first? Tommy, this is a quite a story. Like, I mean, this is like material for a book.
I've been asked that I should write a book, and I'm like, maybe one day.
One day. Yeah. Perfect. Let's take our break. Today's guest, Tommy Silva, TNT Tinting Specialist. You can find him online, tnttinting.com. Two locations.
3035 Kuapaka by the airport, and the town one is located at 1014 Kauai Hau. By Ala Moana Shopping Center.
Perfect. 423-TINT. 423-TINT or 423-8468. My name is Marco Miuskic. You're listening to Hawaii Money Resource. Stay tuned and we'll be right back.
KGU,
part of the Wall Street Business Network.
No new accidents or stalls. A reminder that we'll see freeway repaving projects going on again this weekend. The right lanes of the airport viaduct westbound are going to be closed from 9 tonight until midnight Monday morning. And lanes on the H1 westbound are going to be closed from the Pearl City Waimalu exit to the H1-H2 split from 8 o'clock tomorrow night until 6 o'clock Sunday evening. Expect delays.
I'm in Yosemite National Park to talk Gold Bond Rapid Relief Cream with the Miller family. So how many itchy bug bites and rashes do you have?
33 bites.
34.
And a case of poison ivy.
It itches.
Do not scratch.
Miller family, relief starts now. Gold Bond has twice the itch-fighting medicine of hydrocortisone cream.
Ooh.
Plus aloe and vitamin E. It's fast relief on contact.
Feels better already. Who's up for a hike?
Look at the big kitty.
Wow!
I'm out. Gold Bond Rapid Relief Cream. Relief starts now.
I'm Marko Miuškovic, a partner at Wealth Strategy Partners, one of the region's fastest-growing financial services companies. I have a BA, MBA, MSIS, and CXP, but what you come to me for are numbers. I help make your numbers better. Investment numbers, tax numbers, retirement numbers. So let's start with a few important numbers. The first number is zero. That's what it costs to listen to Hawaii Money Resource, my daily radio show. Next number is 7:60 a.m. Last is 5 when my show starts, Monday through Friday night. It all adds up to 60 very profitable minutes.
Registered representative and financial advisor of Park Avenue Securities, LLC. PAS, OSJ, 7 Hanover Square, New York, New York, 10004, 1-888-600-4667. Securities products and advisory services offered through PAS member FINRA, SIPC. Financial representative of the Guardian Life Insurance Company of America. Guardian, New York, New York. PAS is an indirect wholly owned subsidiary of Guardian. Wealth Strategy Partners, LLC is not an affiliate or subsidiary of PAS or Guardian. 2014-16224, expiration 1-2017.
We all want to retire someday, but how will you afford it? Marko Miuškovic here, financial advisor for Wealth Strategy Partners. Times are tough, but nothing brings comfort and security like having a financial strategy. Some financial strategies can be complicated. All those numbers and percentage points, it makes your head spin. But that's why I created an easier-to-understand system called Retirement Income Timeline. Let me analyze your situation using my Retirement Income Timeline, and I'll show you how you may be able to turn your money worries of today into a stress-free retirement of tomorrow. It's easy. Just call me and I'll assist you. Get your personal retirement income timeline by me, Marko Miuškovic, today. Call 695-2102, 695-2102.
Registered representative and financial advisor of Park Avenue Securities, LLC, abbreviated PAS, 7 Hanover Square, New York, New York, 10004. Securities products or services and advisory services are offered through PAS, a registered broker-dealer and investment advisor. 888-600-4667. PAS is a member FINRA, SIPC.
You're listening to Hawaii Money Resource with financial advisor Marko Miuškovic. If you'd like to speak to Marko, either on the air or after the show, call toll-free from Oahu and the other islands, 877-695-2102. That's 877-695-2102.
Welcome back. You're listening to Hawaii Money Resource. My name is Marko Miuškovic, and I'm a partner of Wealth Strategy Partners, also Certified Exit Planner, and you are listening to Hawaii Money Resource every single day, Monday to Friday, 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. Don't forget, if you have any questions, any ideas, give us a call, 695-2102, 695-2102. Make sure you check us online at hawaiimoneyresource.com. You can also check all of our workshops and seminars, and if you're looking for a new career, give me a call, 695-2102. We are hiring right now. So I'll be more than happy to talk to you. What does it take for someone to be successful in financial services industry? 695-2102. Let's go back to our guest today. Great story. Today's guest is Tommy Silva, CEO and president of TNT Tinting Specialists, 423 Tint, or TNTTinting.com. Tommy, I mean, we're talking about a persistency and determination to be successful. This was like setting up the standards over here. I mean, for a whole year, not making money,
no,
living off of the spouse's income, pretty much burning every single dollar, disposable dollar. Yeah. You're burning, and what are you, why are you doing it? Because you wanted it back in 1981 to push the bill through the House and Senate and pretty much legalize the car tinting that was in that time pretty much banned.
Correct.
Wow.
Yeah, it's been a fun run.
Tell me about the lobbying part.
The lobbying part. Every couple of days, they'd have a hearing here and a hearing there, and you know, the Transportation Committee would want to hear it, and then the Ways and Means Committee would want to hear it.
So how many presentations did you do?
Oh, 50, 60. You know?
In that one year?
We brought in experts from the mainland. We brought in experts from the manufacturers. Reps, we brought in other people from,
and you didn't have a sponsors for that.
No,
cost a lot of money, probably.
Yeah,
wow, this is just an amazing story. So now let's go from the 1981. Let's fast forward to where we are right now. When really this business took off? How long ago?
I would say after Evilé, we went mobile. Then when we got back up on our feet about 2-3 years after, we got our first shop up on Sand Island above the McKesson building. And from there, we opened one in Kaneohe, and we opened the Costco Shopping Center one, which is probably the when we really started jamming. That was 1989. We opened the one at Costco Shopping Center, which is our biggest store. We put in, we leased the whole 8,000 square foot building, and I was a master tenant, and I had a car wash and a detail shop and a stereo shop, and so we kind of made an auto center.
Mm-hmm. And that was a good timing because that was booming at that time.
Yeah, everybody's spending money and buying cars and doing things to their cars. We had a rim and tire guy in there. So we had, you know, it's kind of like an auto center that we really didn't have one like that in Hawaii before that. So we put that together, and slowly, one at a time, those guys went out of business. And we still survived, and I took over the car wash, and we kept the car wash going. And it just that's when we really started developing. Actually, when Costco left, Costco closed up there a few years later. That's when we had to focus more on flat glass. At that point, we were more.
When you say flat glass, let's explain it. What a flat glass?
Flat glass is our division that does residential tinting, commercial tinting, security films, you know, hurricane films, bomb blast films, glass graphics, etchings, mm-hmm. films that look like etched glass that are shaped like, you know, bamboo and palm leaves and all of that. So right about that time is when we started saying, okay, we cannot keep all of our eggs in one basket with cars, so we need to kind of diversify and find more things to put film on. And that's when we started hiring and training people to do the flat glass side. And that's when we really started booming. That's when we, our first big hotel was like the Sheraton Waikiki Hotel, when we got that. I mean, that's, you know.
How many rooms, how many windows are you talking
about? Oh, that's 150,000 square feet of film, you know, versus 20 square feet of film on a car. You know, I mean, it's
like a 7,000 cars in one.
You know, so that's when we really started booming, and that's when we started doing more homes, and the graphic stuff started taking off. Back in those days, we were doing it by hand, which was kind of primitive. Now, everything that we do in our graphic division, if you look at our website, is all computerized. Everything's computer cut or printed. It's just so detailed. And so
technology
expanded. Technology really helped us, yeah. Yeah, it really helped us make it easier and quicker. And, you know, the plotting machines don't call in sick, and they don't, you know, they don't slow down at night. I mean, they can work 24/7. I mean, it's amazing how much those plotters can put out for us.
So, like, creating another line of revenue and creating another line of business with the commercial and hotels and whatever. But you still kept your bread and butter.
Oh, yeah. We never looked away from the automotive business because, I mean, as everybody knows now, there's so many cars on Oahu. I mean, it is crazy, so many cars.
35,000-40,000 cars sold every year.
It's crazy. I mean, I think there's over a million licensed vehicles on Oahu.
More than people.
Yeah. Yeah. It's crazy. Right. Well, I'm guilty. I have three cars, so.
Right, right.
Yeah, I'm guilty too. So, yeah, but there's so many cars. So we never really looked away from the automotive business because, you know, when you're traveling on Oahu and it's so congested and it's so hot, we're in Hawaii, mm-hmm. you know, and the newer cars, the air conditioning systems aren't as cold as the older cars because of the Freon. They change the Freon type and all that, and you know, a lot of them are electric cars which don't have the horsepower to turn a big AC, so you got to reduce the heat that's coming through that window, you know. So we're still very dedicated to the automotive. In fact, we're doing probably 400 or 500 cars a month right now.
And most of them are in a downtown area, right, in Alamona area. Is that where the most of the...
No, actually the bigger shop, the one at the airport, does the majority.
Wow.
About two times as many as we do down here in Alamona.
Wow. Yeah. So let's talk about this. Right now you have like how many employees?
We now have 35 employees, and I think we're hiring a couple more right now.
And you know, it's not only about a trade. Now you need to run the business.
Yeah.
When did you kind of like... How did you grasp that part of the TNT tinting? Because trade is one, great.
Right.
You know how to put a film on
right.
in every single condition.
Right.
How do you learn about running the business as a business? And who helped you?
That's a good question. It was literally, you know...
Trial and error.
Hard knocks, man. I mean, trial and error. And I'm one that believes highly in hiring people for those professions. I mean, I hire an accountant, I hire an attorney, I hire an architect like the one we built that Costco building. I mean, you know, hire consultants when I get in a jam. When we got to the point where we're, you know, breaking $1 million a year, and it went to $2 million a year, and, you know, when we're at $2 million a year, we're making less money than when we're at $1 million a year.
Something's wrong, right?
Something's wrong, and, you know, I didn't go to college. I mean, I went right from Pearl City High School into tinting cars and then opened my own business. So I don't have a business education. I had to learn everything day by day and from people I hired. I hired computer consultants. I hired, you know, business consultants. And they come in and they help us learn and help us grow and help us get organized. Getting organized is probably the most important thing we ever did.
And you mentioned earlier that and I'm just, this is a good tip for all the business owners out there, hiring the outside professionals to come in and help you with the planning. Mm-hmm. You also hire the external consultants to come and organize the business.
Yes.
Tell me about that.
Like I said, you know, it got to the point where we're making more money, but we're making less net profit. So why make more money? You know,
right.
So we got to the point where it was so many jobs were slipping through the cracks and, you know, miscommunications and, you know, our guys would get to the job site and they have the wrong films. And it just, a lot of things started going wrong. And we needed to figure out, you know, how to get back to a normal, you know, and get back to. So we hired a company called BDI, Business Development Incorporated, or International, Business Development International. And they came in, and I hired them 12 years ago. And they've been coming in like every 2 or 3 years and just freshening up everybody, training the new people. And we set up an organizational chart, which is what we call an org board. And it eliminated all the finger pointing. It made every employee understand what their hat is, which is the description of their job. And they sign off on their description of their job so they understand what they're responsible for doing. I mean, it even went back to training people on the basic words we use in the industry so everybody understands the definitions of every word we say. Because just misunderstanding a word can cause somebody to do something wrong.
Right.
That's how in-depth the training is. And we also create a lot of videos. Mm-hmm. This generation, they like looking at their iPads and their iPhones and Androids. So we kind of went along that same road and we created training videos so that they can look at it on a monitor.
So you don't need to go and do repetitively cover the same topic over and over. They
right.
can just
and
watch
it keeps
the video.
It consistent too. It keeps the training consistent because it, you know, it's do
same
this
thing.
Then this then that then you know it's all in order and it's all documented. It's all visual. And after the videos, we have a check sheet that we go through with them and we check them through the process hands on. And they can't even touch a car until they get through the check sheet 100%. So it's just repetitive, you know, it's just a repetitive practicing of the tasks and the knowledge of knowing all the words and all of the, it's really in depth. And you know, is it worth the money? It wasn't inexpensive, it was expensive. But we've already doubled our gross in the last year since this last session.
Let me ask you this, how hard is to find quality people?
Difficult. Very difficult.
What kind of challenges are you guys facing right now?
We go through probably 10 to get one good one. I mean, we drug test every single applicant, and half of them fail. And they know they're going to get drug tested. And they still come in and still cost us the $60 for the drug test. You know, so it's just that way. It's really tough.
So what do you think the problem is? Is that how the this new generation is
I don't know.
Raised
like I told you earlier, Marco, I don't have children and I, you know, it's hard for me to say, but I see what I see. And I, you know, sometimes I think this generation of parents aren't as parent, they're not parenting anymore. You know, it just doesn't seem like they're teaching their kids the rights and wrongs.
Just kind of left them to own
yeah.
devices.
And these kids, they get rewarded very easily and greatly for little things. I mean, you know, we're tinting some people's brand new Acuras for their high school graduation. I mean, I never got a brand new car for my high school graduation. You know, so it's a different time now. And I think they expect, you know, the generation now really expect to just get.
Get. No giving.
Don't have to earn.
Right.
Know, don't have to
no
earn.
Earning.
You know, I'm just going to get it.
Wow. Interesting. This is now we're going dead, and this is not only you. I think everybody generally, yeah. all the businesses are suffering with the same issues. Let's talk about technology for a little bit because
sure.
you're very big on technology, and I really appreciate that because of my technology background, but let's talk about it. Like, when did you realize that the technology need to play an important key role in your operational procedures and in your practice?
We've been using plotters for, 15, maybe 18 years now. Prior to that, we were hand-cutting every single car, and that was a really, really difficult task to train, to hand-cut film on a car without damaging the car, without scratching the car, without cutting the rubbers. It's really expensive to train somebody how to get to that final stage of cutting the film for the car. So when those plotters came out, I brought one in right away and started using it, and I almost had a mutiny on my hands. You know, when these seasoned tinters are looking at this machine that can replace their job, you know, it's not a fun thing to, it was a rough time. And most of those guys are gone now and either out of the business or competing against us. But the new guys that come in now, we don't even teach them how to cut because the plotters cut for everybody. And it's way more efficient. There's way less waste and there's no damage to the glass.
What about your web online or apps and stuff that you're using technology when it comes to the, you know, running the business?
The web, we just spent a very large amount of money updating our website to make it mobile friendly. That's something that I learned about last year in our annual Vista dealer meeting in Florida. And it was amazing. I didn't even know that 65% of people that search for our service, they did a huge survey, 65% of the people that search for window tinting do it on a mobile phone. And prior to me spending that money to update our website, those people weren't even getting into our website because when you get to it, you couldn't even really maneuver. Mm-hmm. The second thing I learned was that YouTube is the number two search engine behind Google. I didn't know that. We didn't have a single video on our website. We didn't even have a single video on YouTube. So we spent a good amount of money and time and effort creating about 20 videos, one for each of our products. And it's, if you go to our website, if you hit products, you go down to automotive tinting, residential tinting, glass graphics. There's videos for each one of those that clearly explain what each product is and does. And right next to that video is a free estimate button where people can get an estimate right now, 24/7, and book an appointment. So that turned, that when we turned that website on in September of 2014, we went from getting about 5 automotive inquiries a day to 30 overnight. And that's why we went through a hiring frenzy in the last 6-8 months and training, because we couldn't even respond to the increased business that just that, those two changes, adding videos and making our website
friendly.
Mobile friendly. Yeah.
Wow. This is great. I really, Tommy, I really appreciate all the knowledge you share, and we pick your brain for this hour. We're going to take our last break. Today's guest is TNT Tinting Specialist Tommy Silva, CEO and President. You can find him online, tnttinting.com, and apparently on a YouTube too, with the videos. If you want to learn a little bit more about tinting, either car tinting or residential commercial tinting, that's all there. TNTTinting.com. My name is Marco Miuskic. You're listening to Hawaii Money Resource. Let's take a break and we'll be right back.
KGU,
part of the Wall Street Business Network.
No new accidents or stalls. A reminder that we'll see freeway repaving projects going on again this weekend. The right lanes of the airport viaduct westbound are going to be closed from 9 tonight until midnight Monday morning. And lanes on the H1 westbound are going to be closed from the Pearl City Waimalu exit to the H1-H2 split from 8 o'clock tomorrow night until 6 o'clock Sunday evening. Expect delays.
Achieving personal financial success can be complicated. Marco Miuskovich can make it simpler. That's something very good to know in a world where the wrong financial decisions can be all too costly. Marco Miuskovich, Vice President of Wealth Strategy Partners, has been helping people in Hawaii successfully organize and plan their finances for years. Marco uses an holistic approach to help you balance your current financial obligations as well as your future concerns. And he does this while keeping things simple. Organizing your finances is serious business, but it doesn't have to be complicated. Find out how Marco can help you make smart, informed decisions about your financial future. Call him and schedule your complimentary session and tell him your story. He's there to listen. The toll-free number to call is 877-695-2102. That's 877-695-2102. 877-695-2102. Marco Muscovich.
How would you like to work in the world of finance? Wealth Strategy Partners is considering smart, motivated financial associates. You will have the potential to earn competitive earnings while providing a necessary service to the community. Furthermore, when you join Wealth Strategy Partners, you will be eligible to receive a full benefits package, including insurance, a pension plan, and more. If you enjoy working with people and have an interest in making a difference in people's lives, contact Wealth Strategy Partners, 695-2102. That's 695-2102. Make the call that could change your life. 695-2102. Join Wealth Strategy Partners. 695-2102.
Registered representative and financial advisor of Park Avenue Securities, LLC. Abbreviated PAS. 7 Hanover Square, New York, New York, 10004. Securities products or services and advisory services are offered through PAS, a registered broker-dealer and investment advisor. 888-600-4667. PAS is a member of FINRA SIPC.
You're listening to Hawaii Money Resource with financial advisor Marco Muscovich. If you'd like to speak to Marco, either on the air or after the show, call toll-free from Oahu and the Outer Islands, 877-695-2102. That's 877-695-2102.
Welcome back. You're listening to Hawaii Money Resource. My name is Marco Miushkovich, partner, Wealth Strategy Partners, also certified exit planner. And today we have a guest, special guest, Tommy Silva, CEO and president of this, you know, company that nobody knows. TNT Tinting Specialist. I'm just kidding. I'm just joking. Very, very popular. It's pretty much a company been around for 33 years. If you ask average person on the street, do they know a company? They'll probably say yes. And just to mention one more time, Tommy, what I like and I really appreciate what you shared with us today is that you are not afraid to put your heart, soul, and money in something when you believe in it.
Exactly.
And that's exactly what you did from the early days till now, and being like on a front of your industry, doing all this stuff that you mentioned. One thing you said earlier, like when people walk into your shop, you want them to feel like they walk into the franchise. Everything is like clean and people organized and restrooms
people
and
are trained.
Trained and everybody knows what they're doing. It's just unbelievable. Let's wrap up today's show with our three questions. First question is, TNT Tinting Specialist, what is the future? Where are you going?
The future, we're going to keep doing what we're doing. We're working on Outer Islands now, doing buildings and hotels, and we just finished the Kauai Marriott last year. So there's a lot to go on there. We have more materials, more improvements coming in technology for the window films, in research and development right now, and we're hoping, you know, in the next 3 to 5 years we'll have something we can install, is a photovoltaic thin film for glass. So instead of like for hotels that have glass all the way around it and no roof to put panels,
you put it on the windows.
We put it on the windows and tie it into the grid.
How far is the technology from R&D to
4 or 5 years?
Yeah. But it's doable, right?
It's possible. Doable. It's already a thing. It's just that when you're installing it, it damages the film right now. They have to make it more durable. There's a couple of organizations in Japan working on it, and some in there's one in Russia actually. They contacted us too.
So they're going to revamp the solar industry now.
Yep.
Too. Perfect. Tommy, second question, my favorite one. What is your exit strategy?
I'm going to hire you.
That's my favorite answer. Tommy, great. Let me ask you this. Like running the business and being 100% into it, you're probably driven by some motto or something. Give me 10 seconds, some word of wisdom.
I really don't have a model, but I do believe in treating people the way you like to be treated and just taking care of them. I mean, spirit of aloha. You know, I mean, our tagline on our jingle and everything is, you got a friend in a business, and we operate on that level. I mean, when people walk into our shop, hey, how's it? Come on in. What can we do for you? You know, it's like you're coming into a party. You know, we just want people to feel like they're welcome and they're family. Comfortable and they're family.
Aloha, right there. That's why we live in Hawaii. Tommy Silva, thank you so much for being guest today in Hawaii Money Resource.
Thanks, Marco.
Tommy Silva, CEO and president of TNT Tinting Specialist. You can find him online, tnttinting.com. Also, phone number 423-TINT, 423-TINT or 423-8468. You're listening to Hawaii Money Resource. My name is Marco Miuskic, partner of Wealth Strategy Partners, also certified exit planner. Do not change your channel. Do not go anywhere, and we'll be right back.
The Living Balance Sheet and the Living Balance Sheet logo are registered service marks of the Guardian Life Insurance Company of America, New York, New York. The graphics and text used herein are the exclusive property of Guardian and protected under U.S. and international copyright laws. Copyright 2005 to 2011. The Guardian Life Insurance Company of America. This show is for informational purposes only. Individual risk tolerance and investment objectives must be reviewed prior to making any specific recommendations. Marco Miuskovich is a registered representative and financial advisor for Park Avenue Securities, LLC, 7 Hanover Square, New York, New York, 10004. Securities products, services, and advisory services are offered through Park Avenue Securities, a registered broker-dealer and investment advisor, 888-600-4667. Financial representative, the Guardian Life Insurance Company of America, New York, New York. Park Avenue Securities is an indirect, wholly owned subsidiary of the Guardian Life Insurance Company of America. Wealth Strategy Partners is not an affiliate or subsidiary of Park Avenue Securities or the Guardian Life Insurance Company of America. Park Avenue Securities is a member FINRA SIPC.